I've got Paolo Di Canio.
Hey, Paolo, come stai bene?
Ian, you are the top man. You are fantastic. Paolo. I saw you this morning on television, so I can pick him again at 11 today. No. I need a goal.
No, but Paolo, the thing is, when you watch me on there, I was breathing in all the time. When I finished doing the show, my sides were hurting me because my stomach is so big now that I swear my stomach was hurting me. Paolo, I've got to say, congratulations. Ian Stone, my compadre here, was saying that Paolo Di Canio was worth 3 points at least to Sunderland. How did you go in and change it around, Paolo?
Yeah, it was difficult, Ian, to be honest. And you know also what's happened during the week. That is terrible. That is only one aspect of many problems that I found in this environment. But not, there is not a specific fault. No? Mm-hmm. I can't point my finger to someone in particular, but it's obvious that a team that came from a run of 8 games, 3 yeah. points with the top striker, you know, in the squad, you know, Fletcher, yes. Stefan Cissignon, yes. and then I lost the best player straight away. You know, I couldn't play with a striker. For win the game, you need to score a goal. Mm-hmm. So for this, I told everybody that we made a miracle to get 8 points now in 7 games, but previously, you know, in 6 games,
yeah.
that was enough. The lads have done an amazing job because you know also that it's difficult for the lads to change completely mentality. They didn't change completely, obviously, but for them it was tough to go through my regime because previously there was a free time, yes. 3 days per week.
Yes.
Under me,
free time.
No, free time. You know, I told them, lads, we have to make a sacrifice. We have to make a sacrifice a bit because we are in trouble. We are close to the bottom. And now, if we want to go through together and try to stay up, you have to adapt yourself for a bit.
Is this what's going to happen next season then, Paolo? Are
you gonna... Obviously. Okay. Yeah. We have to change many things because otherwise it's difficult. Oh, I'm not a man that don't like to see the player have a free time,
yes.
but there is a time to spend more together because maybe we got some problem. Obviously, if we play Saturday to Saturday, Sunday's off. Otherwise, yeah. the message is that Paolo Di Canio don't let the player stay at home with the family. This is not true,
no.
but there is a moment during the season where we have to get more responsibility. We have to be sensible because I think that to be a footballer, it's not the worst job to have, you know what I mean? So sometimes 1 hour more together can clarify something.
Okay, yes, I say yes. Paolo, yeah. What was I going to say as well? In respect of next season, what is it you need? Are you already obviously thinking, once you found out the other day that we are safe when you saw this game with Wigan and Arsenal, are you already thinking which player to bring? Have you got players in your mind? I don't want you to tell me, but
yes.
you must have players in your mind. You need at least... For me, 2-3 strike somebody to score.
Absolutely, and obviously the picture in front of me is clear. Tonight I'm going to have a dinner with my chairman, and we have to go through quick because, you know, in a normal situation, normally you're going to start thinking about the new year in March, you know, even in February, even January sometimes. So now it's not late, but we need, you know, top scorer like Ian Wright, you know, because otherwise it's difficult to score a goal because I don't want to say that every game you must create 10 chances, but you must have a player that if they got 2 chances, yeah, they take their chances, 1 goal, otherwise it's difficult. Today, you know, we had 1 chance. It's obvious that you don't deserve to win a game if you got 1 chance, but
yes.
Connor in front of the goal in the first half, you know, is a good prospect, but
yes.
he's still young, you know, striker.
Yes.
He can improve a lot, but we need a striker that can guarantee us, you know, a few goals.
Yes, so listen, Paolo. Listen, I'm so pleased that it's working for you. I'm glad to see that you're going to be in the Premiership next season with your fantastic mentality.
I hope, yeah. You never know in football. Maybe they're going to sack me tonight.
No way, they sack you.
So,
no
yeah,
way.
Listen, but don't push me next time.
No way, my friend. No more Alcock.
No, please.
Paolo, good luck, my friend.
Thank
God bless you, my
thank
friend.
You,
God
thank
bless you.
You.
Bogalupo. Listen, Jim, Tony,
yes.
thank you very much.
Lovely, righty.
Thanks for bringing Paolo to me. Thank you so much for bringing Paolo to me.
I did like the way that you started speaking in an Italian accent to him.
I can't help it this one.
He used to play in Glasgow. He understands.
I know this one.